This is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, newspapers, Twitter feeds, blogs, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Greenville Mountain View Pioneer has no website, but it has a great new issue with lots of interesting stories, including one tracking the taxes and budgets in each town in Greene County and listing which towns raised or lowered next year's budgets. Five towns, Ashland, Catskill, Durham, Greenville, and Halcott, exceeded the new 2% state property tax cap next year. And the Unbyline story also notes that while the county has been slashing its spending to meet budget restraints, spending rose in two departments. The probation department added $34,845 in its personnel budget, and the new county administrator's office added $29,269 to its budget. The breakdowns by towns goes like this. Ashland has a 5.6% tax increase. Athens has a 1.1% increase. Cairo has a 0.3% decrease. Catskill has a 4.7% increase. Coxsackie has a 1.2% increase. Durham has a 4.8% increase. Greenville has a 2.8% increase. Halcott has a 5.6% increase. Hunter has a 0.9% decrease. Jewett has a 1.8% increase. Lexington has a 0.6% decrease. New Baltimore has a 1.2% increase. Prattsville has a 1.2% decrease. And Windham has a 1.9% decrease. The sounds of winter could be heard in Windham and Hunter this weekend as Greene County ski resorts got the season started this weekend. Hunter Mountain opened Saturday, December 10th, and Windham skiing started at 9 a.m. on Sunday, December 11th. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday, December 9th, rejected the Portland Cement Association's attempt to weaken Clean Air Act standards. In a suit filed on behalf of Friends of Hudson, a local environmental group, and national groups such as the Sierra Club, quote, with this decision, concerned citizens, particularly those in host communities, can finally breathe a little easier, unquote, said Susan Falzone of Friends of Hudson in a press release from Earth Justice. Quote, we have to remain steadfastly vigilant, be prepared for the long haul, and committed to act whenever the environment and public health are threatened by corporate greed, unquote. Law 360 reports, quote, the D.C. Circuit Court on Friday ordered the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to reconsider part of a rule regulating emissions from cement kilns, the third largest source of mercury emissions, but otherwise largely rejected the cement industry's challenge to the rule. The court did not, however, stay the rule pending reconsideration, finding that, quote, it is unlikely that significant changes will be made to the standards upon reconsideration, unquote. Thursday night, WGXC town recorder Sam Sebrin recorded the Green IDA public meeting at Catskill High School, where close to 150 people attended a four-hour-long public presentation and question-and-answer session at the Catskill High School for the proposed Great Wolf Water Park to be situated near the Thruway exit in New Baltimore. First, there was a presentation given by the Green Industrial Development Agency, which is coordinating the deal, and representatives from Great Wolf, who will operate the park, and Mar Holdings, the developer of the project. What was unusual about this meeting was that all the Greene County legislators were in attendance and were given the chance to ask questions. After the legislators, the public asked questions. And the $115 million project, which requires a great deal of additional infrastructure and would be in an enclosed indoor resort with a 400-room hotel, is controversial for residents and business owners in the area and is strongly opposed by the Kerrigans, owners of Zoom Flume, who recently built a $1 million addition to their outdoor water park in East Durham. The IDA has created a website, www.greenwaterpark.com, with more information about the project. And here's a clip of what some of the people were saying at the public hearing Thursday night at Catskill High School.
If the job of government at any level is about anything, it is to ensure a fair, level playing field for all. Isn't that what laws and regulations are all about? By assessing all of us for what is our fair share of tax duty for the services that government provides, and then to turn around and have someone else, an outside entity no less, pay something less than existing residents and businesses is not fairness. This is called payment in lieu of taxes, or a pilot, P-I-L-O-T. This is a direct government subsidy to a private business. The excuse is that this new project will provide more benefit to the taxpayers. Really? According to who? Why, the entity asking for the tax break, of course. That is what the 200-plus page proposal is all about. Guesses.
With Peckham Industries, is first of all, you guys have done a great, you know, everybody up here has done a great job presenting tonight. I think it's been very factual. I think it'll be up to the legislature to figure out the facts and to separate the wheat from the chaff and make sure that what they have, what they're charged with and their responsibilities, that their feet are held to the fire, and they'll only gather that through the information of their experts. And it sounds like they've got some very qualified ones up here. I've worked with several of them, and I know Paul, Renee, folks like that will certainly hold their feet to the fire. So with that said, Great Wolf has, as a developer, and Great Wolf and the developer have chosen Greene County as their site of choice. This project is a unique opportunity for Greene County. We're in an extremely competitive business environment. Other municipalities are vying for these same opportunities and the jobs and the tax base that they bring. I strongly support the project and urge the legislator to review all relevant facts and consult the necessary experts in order to make an informed decision. If the evidence says that this is a viable project, I urge the legislators to do everything in their power to expedite this project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Bob Knighton. I'm a resident of the town of New Baltimore. I just want to make a couple of points. The first is that investing in infrastructure is a very important responsibility of government. And particularly when we're in difficult economic times like we are now, government needs to step up to the plate to provide the infrastructure that's going to allow new businesses to come in. We can't afford to continue with the tax base that we now have. We have to expand that tax base. And if that means we have to invest or allow other people to get bonds to invest in infrastructure, then that's something that's a responsibility of the legislature to see that that happens. And the second point I want to make is about pilots. A number of people have mentioned pilots, and judging from the applause when they criticize pilots, it seems that that's really striking a chord. Pilots are a part of the rules of the game that we're playing by. It's like being in a basketball game and saying, I don't like the three-point rule, so we're just not going to take those points. If we want to succeed in this economic development game, we have to play by the rules of the game, and that's part of the rules. If you don't like pilots, it's really an issue that ought to be taken up with the state legislature and with the governor. That's who sets the rules. The idea that we don't play by those rules and let the development go someplace else just doesn't make sense to me. Thank you.
I do want to expand on what Patty Handel had to say earlier about the fact that when Great Wolf comes into an area, business does decline in other hotels, motels, resorts, bed and breakfasts. It's a proven fact. It's in your economic feasibility study. What I really want to emphasize is we really need help in the rest of the county. If this project goes through on 9W, one quarter of a mile off the throughway exit, everything west of 9W is going to suffer. We need help from the legislature. We need help from the IDA. We need help from anybody we can to help the businesses and the rest of the county that are going to suffer from the effects of this Great Wolf Lodge if it goes through. Okay, I just want to take a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Some Hudson residents have raised concerns about the ongoing demolition of a building on the corner of Columbia Street and North 3rd Street, where Columbia Street is now blocked off to traffic. The city has posted signs warning about asbestos nearby. WGXC's Noah Rebell found Hudson's code enforcement officer, Peter Worcester, at the site on Friday and asked him why the city felt the building at 255 Columbia Street had to come down now.
The main structural concern was the west wall and the adjoining walls between the existing building of, say, 100 years approximately, and the newer building that was built in the 70s. It was completely compromised. The back wall, if you take a look around the corner, you'll see that west wall there is, it's literally non-existent.
There have been a few concerns that were about, well, the first was about asbestos and lead contamination, and the second was about, I guess, pest infestation,
yeah,
right?
Rodent, rats, basically. As far as the asbestos,
okay.
The variance that we applied for, based on the assessment that was done by, you know, an environmental company, was sent out to a lab. They came back, everything, they took samples of all parts of the building. They found non-friable asbestos. We applied for a variance to have the building demolished with that non-friable asbestos in place. That material that you're looking at in this pit will have to go to a company, disposal company, that handles this material. Rodent infestation, you have to understand that rats need three items. They need food, water, and warmth. You've got an abandoned building. There was no food in that building. There was no water in that building. There were no rats in that building.
So at the moment, Columbia Street is closed off here at North 3rd Street. How much longer do you guys expect this to go on, and when will Columbia Street be open again?
Well, we're looking to get it completely wrapped up by the end of next week.
Today is Monday, December 12th, 2011, and today's National Weather Service forecast is particular to Catskill. It says it will be sunny. Monday will be sunny with a high near 43. Monday night should remain mostly clear but cold with a low around 23. Forecast for the rest of the week: Tuesday, sunny with a high near 43. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Thursday, a 50% chance of rain and snow, otherwise cloudy with a high near 48. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. There are town meetings tonight in Ashland. The town board meets at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall. Catskill, there's a village meeting at 7 p.m. at the Firehouse, 1 Central Avenue behind Walgreens. Copaig, the Environmental Committee meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Copaig. The Greene County Legislature holds a Buildings and Grounds, Conservation, Public Safety, Highway, Government Operations, and Finance Committee meetings at 6 p.m. at the County Office Building at 411 Main Street in Catskill. Greenville, there's a Board of Education meeting at the Greenville High School Library at 7 p.m. Hudson, the Common Council workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Hunter, there is a village meeting at 8 p.m. New Baltimore, there's a town meeting at 7:30 p.m. in Hanacroy. And Prattsville, there's a town meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall there. Sunrise at 7:10 a.m. today, 4:29 p.m. it sets. Moonrise is at 6:38 in the evening, and yesterday's moon sets at 8:41 this morning. And tune in at 3 p.m. today to the new Women's Health Show. Nancy Rosenzweig's as-yet-untitled Women's Health Show debuts at 3 p.m. today on WGXC. It airs the second Monday of the month at 3 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC, ACRA.